Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
One, two, three.
Hello, you are listening to Mixing Music. I am DK, and today we're going to talk about where to get started with mixing, how to get started, and kind of planning for the future. This is an episode meant for newer, just like people that are just starting, but I guarantee there's something to learn if you've been doing this for a while as well. So where to get started? I think that every company and business needs a purpose, needs some sort of like goal. That's like short-term goals, long-term goals, some purpose. I think purpose and goals, they're kind of different. My purpose is I want to influence the world for good. I made a lot of dumb decisions or good decisions based on the music that I listened to when I was in high school. And I want to have a major impact on the world by influencing the music that kids and adults are listening to, right? I want to have a good influence on this world. Even though I'm just a mix engineer, I have some influence in that area. I really believe that what I do, my job is to emotionally connect, enhance the emotional connection between the artist and the audience. And when the artist has something to say, I'm making sure that it's heard, you know, like that is my job. And, I really believe that I'm good at that. So, that's like my purpose. That's like my general theme that I do. Some people have really hardcore purposes to the point where they say no to projects if it doesn't align with that purpose. I know a lot of companies that do that, like outside of music, that do that as well. And I also think that if you have a purpose, then big decisions in the future, for example, if you're an artist and you know what your main purpose is, and a record label comes up to you and says they want to sign you, like making big decisions is a lot easier if you know what your general purpose is, like what your big idea purpose is, right? And if you have a good purpose that you really believe in, sometimes that's like a big motivator. Now, I think purposes are a little bit different from goals. I think goals are really important as well. And I think you need to have short-term goals, mid-term goals, long-term goals, whatever works well. And I think there's rules on psychologically best ways to set goals. For example, like range goals, like instead of setting a number, like set a range, like the lowest range, like if it's a number goal, like how many artists do I want to work with this month, or how many projects do I want to work with this month? There's some evidence that shows that having a range goal is a lot better psychologically and actually deems better results. And that is, like, for example, like in the low range, like, hey, I want to work with like 3 artists. That's really realistic. If I get that, I hit my goal. But at the same time, my high end range is like 8 clients. Like, I want to work with 8 clients this month. I don't know what your numbers are, but I'm just saying, like, hey, like, you know, like this is, you want to hit that number. Like, for you, that might be a really high number. Whatever that goal is, I really believe in range goals. So it's like once you hit that 3, you start to feel really good, but you want like, hey, like I'm trying to get that 8, you know, and you start to push yourself, but you know that you're in a good place. There's some studies behind this. I don't have the studies in front of me. I apologize. You should look it up. and tell me about it. But I really do believe in setting goals. Like, if you're not setting goals, if you don't like have some sort of whiteboard or something like where you have all your goals out, or like on a notebook piece of paper, some like your notepad in the computer, like whatever it is you need to do to write your goals and just like look at them every once in a while. If you need to save it as your screensaver on your phone, whatever needs to happen, I think that having goals is one of the best ways for you to consistently check up with yourself on your own personal progress. You need to set goals, right? Now, this is super duper basic, and this is where I think you need to get started. Before anything else, you need to have a purpose, and you need to have some goals. I really do believe that. I really do believe that a lot of mixed engineers will immediately just go into like gear and plugins and whatnot. No, like this is a business. Like, you're trying to run your own personal business. Like, you are a brand. You're trying to reach out to people. Like, you need to think about this stuff. Like, you're not just some machine that cranks songs away and people just send you songs. Like, you know, you need to find people to send you songs. If you're independent or not working for a record label or anything like that, you need to find people to send you songs. You need to make sure that people sending you songs is consistent, so you're doing a good job. You need to make sure your processes are set up right. I also believe that one of the other things that you could do to get started is start a website, start social media, and actually start posting. Like, don't just start. I don't care if you're bad at social media and you don't post on your personal account. Like, you need to consider that it's part of your livelihood as a business to post on your social media. Like, you have. On your personal account, sure. Like, if you're using your personal account as your business account, then you need to hustle. Like, that should be part of your priority. Like, if you are not hustling, if you're being lazy, then you are losing out on networking opportunities, on potential clients. Like, you are losing out. You are losing out on PR opportunities, marketing. Like, there's way too much to be losing for the free act of posting. Like, post something every day, post something all the time. Like, I don't care. Like, you don't have to be flexing on people all the time. You just need to be, like, show that you're active. Again, like, saying that you're bad at social media is not a good excuse. You need to get good at it. That's part of your livelihood, I would say. Getting a website is super important. I don't think it's, like, the most important thing, because most people don't look at websites. But I think that having a website is very professional, and you're giving people the opportunity to learn more in-depth about you and your company or your business, right? I also believe getting a nice computer. I think that's where you're getting started. You got to work with what you got to work with. We live in America where you work with what you got. In Japan, like, people don't start doing stuff until they got the exact right amount of gear. Like, if you want to, like, in America, like, or in Japan, if you want to be like a biker, like a cyclist, like, they don't jump on like their any old bike and start like cycling or like biking. They like, Japanese people have this like stereotype tendency to like, they have to have exactly the right gear. They got to have the hat, they got to have the shirt, they got to have the bike pants, they got to have a nice bike, they got to have the sunglasses, they got to have the bike GPS, they got to have all that stuff before they can even start. Like, this is America, and if you're listening from outside of America, then you should follow this mentality. You got to go with what you got. It's better to start now than to delay when you start because of what you don't have. Okay, you need to start now, and if you really want this, you got to hustle for that. So go ahead and start. If you need to use your mom's laptop or your girlfriend's laptop just to start, like, go for it. I mean, obviously with permission. You don't want to just steal your family's stuff or your friend's stuff. But you got to start hustling now. I would say that if you're really just getting started, it's a good idea to do projects. I'm kind of torn. I've done a lot of projects for free in the past. I still do every once in a while if it's a client that I really want to work with that I'm just not in that circle at all, but I want to get in that circle. I won't really offer. I don't believe in like, I'm not a super huge believer of like offering my services for free. If you offer your services, I kind of recommend doing for like stupid cheap. This is like psychological in the sense that like buyers, they believe if you purchase something, like if you want to purchase a couch for your home and it's the same exact couch, right? And they have a brand new one at the thrift store. Like, it's never been used, but it's at the thrift store and it's $30, right? Or they have the same exact couch at a high-end like RC Willie, right? And that's not really super duper high end, but like whatever, like it's more expensive than the thrift shop, and it's $300 for this couch. No. Let's make it let's do $300. So 10 times more for this little like love seat couch type thing. It's not a super expensive couch, but the point is, you want this couch and you see both things. You know that the one at the thrift store exists, and you know that the one at RC will exist. Now, the only thing that you notice that's different is the price tag. As a buyer, most people are just going to assume that the one at RC Willie is a better couch just because of the price tag difference. That's it. Like, maybe also the location because of the fact that it's at a thrift store or whatever. But like, the price tag alone is a big reason why people think that there's more value in the more expensive stuff. So I don't believe that you should be doing stuff for free, because people won't think that there's as much value in a free thing. Like, no matter how good of a job you do, if you said it was free, it's always going to be a free thing. You want people to value your product, right? So I kind of think that even if it's like, if you're starting off, like, you need to charge stupid cheap. Like, don't expect to make minimum wage. At least like make something. Like, yo, dude, like, I just started. I just got this laptop from a friend. I don't have the right gear. Don't tell them you don't have the right gear, whatever. Just be like, hey man, I'm really passionate about what I do. I'm trying to get some work done. I'm trying to connect with a bunch of artists. I wanted to offer you, like, yo, I'm willing to do this project for $5. Like, that is so stupid cheap. And you're not doing it for the money at that point. You're just doing it so it's like, hey, like, I just want to do it super cheap because I really believe in you. That's like, hey, I want to do it for free. Because I also feel like there's like a little bit of a difference there. Like, if you say like, I'll do it for free, then it kind of makes it about you. Like, I want to do it for free because I want to work with you and get that credit, you know? But if you're like, hey, like, it's $5, that means they're giving something too. Like, it's for them. Like, hey, like, I usually charge more, but I'm willing to do this one for $5. Like, I'm willing to work with you because I really believe in you, you know? I feel like there's a little bit of a feeling and image change there as well. So I do recommend doing projects for stupid cheap and doing them all the time. If you're just starting, I kind of believe that it's not a bad idea to kind of be the artist yourself a lot of times, if that's what you need to do to like practice. Like, I don't know what position you're in. If you're in that position, then go for it. I mean, if you're not really an artist at all and won't even consider that, then like, download stems. You can email me, DM me on Instagram. I'll send you some stems if you really want. But I really believe that you just need to get started and hustle. Like, you want to know the last time? This is so funny to me. People are like, oh my gosh, I worked like a 12-hour job, 12-hour day today at work. I'm like, yeah, but you're still working about 40 hours or less. Like, you know, like, if you're working part-time, it's less, right? I can't tell you the last time that I had a 40 hours a week job. Like, I can't tell you the last time. Like, I haven't worked less than 40 hours a week in like years. Because it's too competitive. The economics of music is too competitive. Like, this is the only marketplace where you just have to be straight up better than other people. Like, you can be a doctor, a good doctor, and never have to worry about a job, as long as you went to medical school and did a good job and didn't cheat or whatever. As long as you don't kill people. And even if you accidentally kill people, like if you're a bad doctor, you could still survive. And same thing with a lawyer. You could do that with a lawyer. Like, you can, I mean, this is, you know, teachers that do this. You can be a bad teacher and still make a living out of it. You can be a mediocre technician and still be decent at it, like, or do well with it, you know? Like, this is the only job, one of the very few jobs, I feel like the arts in general, like, you just straight up, I hate to say this because I don't believe in comparing people, but you just straight up need to be better than other people. That is the only way you make money. And you can't be better if you don't work on your craft, if you don't practice, if you're not working. Now, I'm not saying that it's really healthy to be working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. Because two summers ago, I was working 100. So I started my studio now, and I've been doing this full time for 3 years. So I've been doing audio for about 11 years. Actually a little bit more than that, I think. I don't care to calculate it, to be honest, but I quit all my other jobs. I haven't had another job in over 3 years. It was really scary, especially cause I was How old was I? I was 22, just gotten married. I didn't have a baby yet, but I just got married. I was 22. I was young, and I still am young. But I like was hustling my butt. Like I was hustling so much. Like I was going to school full time and I was working 100 hours a week in 6 days, because I try not to work on Sunday. That's always been my thing. In 6 days, I was working 100 hours. If you're calculating that, like, and you're calculating how many hours it would take to go to school full time on top of that, you're right. I took about 2 hours of sleep a night, and I did that for an entire summer. I was like going crazy. You don't realize how crazy I was going. I was going crazy. But the point is, I was hustling to make that happen. And you got to hustle to make it happen. You know, if you need to work 120 hours a week for a few months, I mean, obviously, I'm a huge promoter of mental health and like personal, regular health, like a balance in life. But if you need to do that to make it happen, then do it. What's stopping you? You're only stopping yourself. Go out of your way. Like, go out of your way to find projects. Let's do stuff. Like, I'm really trying to motivate you here. And I'm not trying to say that I'm the best. I'm trying to be a motivator for you. Like, I'm an idiot. I've got terrible ADHD. I'm bad at focusing. I'm way too hyperactive. I have a wife and a family that I'm trying to take care of. These are all things that I could be using as an excuse. Now, there's all the opposite end. Like, I go out of my way now. And the reason why I don't do that anymore is because I found that it's really important. I wanted to take spending time with my family as a priority over work. You know, a couple, like once or twice a week. And I try to do that. Like, I really do. And so because of that, I refuse to work more than 60, 70, 80 hours a week now. And I try to balance family life, and I spend quality time with them. You know, it's not a lot of time, but when I'm with them, I try to spend really good time with them. Like whatever your priorities are, you're making excuses. If you're making excuses, like you need to stop. You need to be honest with yourself. Are you making excuses? Like, you need to be genuinely honest with yourself. Are you making excuses? Can I be doing more? And if you're really passionate, if this career is for you, then you will always say, I'm passionate enough to get over myself, to stop making excuses, and to bust my butt. But if you're like, oh, I kind of like making music, and you're thinking about having a career in mixing, But you're like, oh, like, I don't know if I want to give up my TV show. I don't know if I want to give up Game of Thrones to work a few more hours. Or I don't know if I want to sacrifice sleep in order to work more to make things happen. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to make it. So why even bother getting started? Do it as a hobby. Don't do it for work. Don't do it for money. But if you're serious, like, that is like a really big, deep statement, and I'm going to hold to it. I don't care if you fight me on it. I'm going to hold to it. If you're really serious about making this career, like, every single intern that I get that says, music is my life. I'm so, like, I'm going to make money from it. Like, I'm so good. Like, if you're one of those people, stop making excuses. Make it happen. Do work for free if you really have to, or stupid cheap. I'm not saying quit your job. I'm not saying that. The golden rule of entrepreneurship is to always be going to school while you're working, or keep your day job, right? Until you can just quit it. But you need to just learn how to be more effective with your time. Stop watching TV. Stop treating yourself. And start taking life seriously. Start taking this career seriously. Again, this is one of the very few careers where your livelihood is based on how much better you are than everybody around you. Like, if you're a studio, if you're a mix engineer, and you do everything, like, let's say there's a lot of people that do this. Let's say that you're a recording engineer, and you should be thinking about this when you start, and this should be part of your goals and part of your purpose potentially. You record, you mix, you edit, you master, you produce, you do all this stuff, right? What makes you different from the studio down the street? What makes you different from the guy asking his friend that has a recording set up at home? Like, what makes you different? If you say gear, I swear to my, I swear on my life, you better not be basing your business off of gear. Like, that is a dumb business. Gear should be a reward of good business. Gear shouldn't be the business. Okay? That's just dumb. You're stupid. I'm sorry. I don't care. I'll fight you on it. Like, gear is not, shouldn't be your main differentiator. Like, it might be a differentiator, but if that's your number one reason, oof, good luck, homie. Like, tell me your success story. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I really hope you prove me wrong on that, but I don't believe, I don't know anybody that's done business over a long period of time strictly because of gear difference. There's usually, they usually do a specific genre better than other people, or they record vocals, or they're friendlier than other people, or they have different tools, not gear. I'm not saying gear, but they have different tools than other people. Like, maybe you have an auto-tune that somebody else doesn't have, and people like that auto-tune vibe. I don't know. Like, what differentiates, why would someone go to you over someone else? And that's something to think about as well as you get started. Like, you really gotta, like, this is just economics. Like, I mean, I'm kind of, I like economics. I kind of I study it a little bit. I'm not like a super economic freak, but like, that's just like niching down, like getting specialized. Like, that is a big part of it. And you got to consider that. And when you get started, like, I feel like you become a better mix engineer if you understand the recording process. Like, I feel like you would do better as a mixing engineer if you didn't jump directly into mixing. That's just my opinion. That's not always the case. But knowing how microphones work and knowing clients and their expectations in the recording phase and the different expectations when they have mixing, like, these are all like good things to learn. But in general, like, as you progress your career and become more serious, you'll find yourself niching a little bit more and giving people more reasons to come to you for a specific type of service or for a specific reason. If your thing that makes you different is the fact that you have the dopest house and the dopest studio, it just looks dope, and you got, it's like the vibe is right. Like, you're, let's say, like, you rent out a little cabin in the middle of the woods and there's nothing around, but you got a fire pit in the backyard, you got a bunch of art in the building. Yeah, it's like, it's just, you got no Wi-Fi, no internet. You're literally just like a focus. Maybe that's your niche. Maybe that's the thing, the key differentiator between the other companies, right? And people will come to you specifically just for that. And you can market it as like escape from life and focus on creating and writing music. I don't know. Whatever it is, you're going to find that niching is going to help you in the future as well. Okay. There's probably a lot more things that I can add, but I want to keep this episode short. Feel free to follow me on Instagram, DM me at DK Mixes. Feel free to send me a mix for some feedback. Send me an MP3. Don't send me a wave. Send me an MP3. Just send it to my email at dkmixes@gmail.com. All right. Be the best that you can be. Hustle. You got to just work hard. Hit that pavement, bootstrap, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Are you trying to find the perfect distribution platform to get your music on Spotify and Apple? I personally use and love DistroKid. Go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/DistroKid to get a small discount and get access to a platform with unlimited uploads for a yearly fee. Happy uploading and enjoy the show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.